Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. God bless you today. Today I'd like to give an inspiration out of a passage. It's a piece of a hymn that I have written in the on the first page of the New Testament in my Bible. And it simply says, "Till I cast my crown before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise." And I was thinking about that day that we get to enter into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was thinking about the crown, and I wanted to share a little bit about the crown of glory, the crown of righteousness, the crown of victory, the crown of joy, which the Christian who faithfully walks with his God and who discharges the duties of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, and who runs the race with patience and finishes his course, and who is ready to be offered, will receive in that day. And I looked up the word crown here in my Vines dictionary, and I find that the crown, it says here, is set in contrast to the garlands of the earth. In some passages, it stands as an emblem of life, joy, reward, and glory. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about, that the crown which we will receive, not only will we hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," but then we receive a crown which says, "This is the crown of victory." And that crown, then, is that which is what's cast at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have this blessed opportunity to say, "No, indeed, it's not my work, it's not my crown, but in fact, Lord, it belongs to you. You should have the crown of victory. You should have the crown of glory. You should have this crown, not I." Now also, as we consider this subject here this morning, I'd like you to consider where you are right now, dear friend. If you are not at a place where you're sure that in that day you will receive a crown which you can cast at the feet of the Lord, then why not take the time right now to straighten things up with God, to do business with God, as we say, to get right, to get to the place where we can joyfully say, where you can join me in joyfully saying that in that day, when that day appears, I will have a crown to cast at the feet of the Lord Jesus while lost in wonder, love, and praise. Jesus Christ came and lived on this earth and suffered himself to be tempted in all points like as we. He became sin for us on the cross. He experienced the death, even the death of the cross. He died. He was buried. He resurrected. He ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for those who will come to him. So my plea is this morning, friend, if you have never made peace with God, if you do not have that assurance in your heart that there is a crown, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, if you don't have that assurance of the crown of righteousness laid up for you here this morning, then my prayer, my encouragement, my plea, yea, indeed, my plea for you is to take the time right now to repent. Don't put it off. Don't say, "I can do it later." Don't say, "I'll do it tonight." But do it right now. If you're driving, pull over and come. Oh, what a glorious thing when we hear a testimony of someone who was brought under conviction of the Holy Ghost and stopped right in that moment, and in their very vehicle, they turned their heart and life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pull over right now, friend, in the busyness of life. Pull over, whether you're driving, whether you're running, whether you're working, and consider that glorious crown, and come to that place where you realize that there is nothing upon this earth that I need to hold so dear as to receive that crown of righteousness. So, if you're walking in sin today, the Holy Ghost has illuminated sin into your heart, and you've seen it, then you are blessed of God, And right now, take that time and repent of that sin. Right now, confess it before God. Tell God, explain your sin. And you won't be able to explain yourself, but you'll say, but you acknowledge it, and you recognize it, and you own it, and you say it's sin. And in fact, I'm a sinner. In fact, I was even born a sinner. And as a sinner, I will die unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes to my heart and by the blood shed on Calvary cleanses me. And so by faith, grasp hold of that promise that Jesus has given, that and that God has said, that he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, and shall enter in and shall have that crown of glory which shall be at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall have on his head that very thing which he needs to cast at the feet of Jesus Christ. And then take the Lord as your Lord. If I may be so bold to encourage you, don't simply rest on faith, but it must go beyond faith, and Jesus must become the Lord of your life. And so that his word spoken to you is that which gives you commandment, is that which gives you direction. No longer is there a fight in your heart and in your life that you must turn away. You must say, no, not everything but that, anything but that, Lord. No, indeed. Let him be Lord of your life. Surrender all to him, and then walk with him. Become a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you'll have that crown. And what a blessing it is to walk in that. What a blessing it is to consider that peace that we have when we know that in that day that we will have that crown of righteousness, which we can then gloriously, joyfully cast while we're lost in wonder, love, and praise, cast at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. I look forward to the day of praising my Lord in heaven. I look forward to the day of entering into that host of angels, the thousands and thousands that lift their voices and praise the Lord. Let me read you a passage out of the book of Revelation. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. What a glorious scene. What a wonderful scene. Don't you look forward to being a part of that scene? I rejoice in it. So, friend, beloved, dear saint, let us rejoice today in the promises that God gives to us. So let us be inspired in these things today. So God bless you. If you would like to leave a message for anyone at the Fountain of Life Ministry, after you've listened to this message, you can choose mailbox 99 and leave a message there. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you.